Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Monday, November 27th, and this is Morning Ireland with Brian Dobson and Richard Crowley. The news headlines. There appears to be a lukewarm reaction in London to the latest proposals from the Taoiseach to the stalled peace process. The chairman of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party has urged Sinn Féin not to jeopardise the efforts of others trying to solve the decommissioning issue. And NATO military commanders are due to meet in Brussels later today to discuss the force to implement the peace deal in Bosnia. Now the news in detail from Emer O'Kelly.
The British Prime Minister has been sent further proposals by the Taoiseach aimed at breaking the deadlock in the peace process. The latest move in a week of intense contact between Dublin and London follows an inconclusive meeting of senior officials from both governments on Saturday. Mr. Bruton's proposals are believed to contain a new formula aimed at achieving a compromise on the controversial issue of arms decommissioning. However, an initial assessment, according to British sources, seems to suggest that the proposals amount to a reworking of what has been seen before. Mr. Bruton and Mr. Major are expected to be in further contact by telephone today. In a radio interview over the weekend, the Northern Secretary restated the British position that some IRA arms must be handed up before Sinn Féin can enter all-party talks. However, a government spokesman here said that they were working intensely with the objective of having a summit meeting at the earliest possible moment. The chairman of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, Mr. Phil Hogan, has called on Sinn Féin not to jeopardise the government's efforts to solve the impasse over arms decommissioning. In a statement, Mr. Hogan said that the more Sinn Féin talked about crisis, the harder it was to convince the Unionists and Britain that IRA weapons were not still a real threat. Rachel English reports.
Phil Hogan's intervention follows increasingly bleak assessments of the peace process by Sinn Féin. On Friday, Gerry Adams said that many people felt the process was now over. Yesterday, Martin McGuinness said that all hope and optimism were fading away. Mr. Hogan says he was puzzled at the timing and motivation of Mr. Adams' statement, as it came in the middle of what the Sinn Féin president knew was a delicate and intensive phase in Anglo-Irish negotiations. And he accuses Mr. Adams of placing himself in a position where he might be portrayed as undermining the Irish case at such a critical point. It is only common sense, he says, that a lot of talk of crisis feeds demand for arms decommissioning. He concludes his statement by saying that Sinn Féin failed to break the arms impasse in their own direct talks with the British government, and they should be careful not to jeopardise the efforts of others.
Cardinal Cathal Daly has said he doesn't think there'll be a return to violence in the north, but it's extremely urgent that political talks should begin. Many people, including himself, found it very hard to tolerate the fact that nearly 18 months after the IRA ceasefire, there'd been no real political progress, he said. The Catholic Primate of All Ireland was speaking to reporters after addressing an ecumenical service in Belfast. The Presbyterian moderator, Dr. John Ross, said everyone must feel frustrated, but there were genuine difficulties which had got to be resolved, and there was no easy solution. Asked about the result of the divorce referendum, Cardinal Daly said recent scandals in the Catholic Church undoubtedly had some impact on the outcome. But Dr. Daly also claimed that all the national media and much of the provincial media had crusaded openly on the pro-divorce side. NATO military commanders are to meet in Brussels today to discuss the force they plan to send to Bosnia to reinforce the peace plan. The force of about 60,000 soldiers is due to be deployed once the Ohio peace deal is formally signed in Paris early next month. The United States has rejected the latest comments by the Bosnian Serb leader, Dr. Radovan Karadzic, on the peace accord in which he asked for the presence of NATO troops on Bosnian Serb territory to be renegotiated. Dr. Karadzic also said the stipulation that Serb suburbs of Sarajevo be returned to Bosnian government control would turn the city into the Beirut of Europe. However, the American chief negotiator, Mr. Richard Holbrooke, ruled out any renegotiation of the agreement. A prominent opponent of the Libyan leader, Colonel Gaddafi, has been stabbed to death in Britain. Police say Ali Mehmed Abajed was killed yesterday in his grocery shop in West London. The dead man's family said they suspected a political motive. But police said there was no evidence of a political link to the death, although nothing was stolen from the shop. A police spokesman said they were keeping an open mind in regard to the motive for the knife attack. Israeli troops have begun pulling out of Nablus, the largest city in the West Bank with a population of 500,000 Palestinians. It's due to be handed over by mid-December under the latest agreement on Palestinian self-rule. The RUC say 6 shots were fired through the window of a house in North Belfast last night. The incident took place in a mainly loyalist area at Forth River Park at about 8:30. A police spokesman said although there were no injuries, 4 people were sitting in the kitchen at the rear of the house when the shots were fired. The spokesman said 2 of the rounds had penetrated to the living room where a child was asleep in a pram. Also in Belfast, police say a number of petrol bombs were thrown at Woodburn RUC station in the west of the city last night. The RUC said there were no injuries and no damage was caused. Now the weather forecast, bright periods and showers, some of the showers heavy and prolonged in places with hail and a risk of thunder. Cool, highest temperature 7 to 9 degrees. That's the news and weather. The time is approaching 6 minutes past 8 and here with what it says in the papers is Susan Jackson.
Well, the referendum may be over, but the papers are still full of the issue of divorce this morning. The Independent says that leading lawyers predicted last night that the result will stand. As no campaigners prepared for a judicial challenge, there was growing support for the view that the Supreme Court would not order a rerun. That line is also being taken by The Times. Its headline reads, "Petition against validity of poll result likely to go to High Court." But the paper adds that following the closest referendum in the history of the state, the leaders of the no-divorce and anti-divorce campaigns are awaiting legal advice on their chances of overturning the poll. The Times quotes the Taoiseach. Mr. Bruton says if the result is overturned, he will run the referendum again as soon as possible. And Des Hanafin hopes there is a challenge. According to the anti-divorce campaigner, nothing is over until it's over. As you would expect, the papers cover in detail a breakdown of the figures and what this means for the country. But just in case you were thinking of rushing out to get your divorce, The Independent says the first civil divorces are unlikely to be granted until 1997. There's general consensus that legislation